with us today is Chief John Schell. He's a three-star chief. He's chief of patrol. Chief, welcome to Sunday morning show. And tell us, what does the chief of patrol do? You're in charge of all the precincts?
So I'm in charge of Patrol Services Bureau. That's 77 precincts. It's about 15,500 cops, sergeants, lieutenants, and captains. And I also have a staff of about 3,500 civilians. So about 19,000 plus. It's the largest bureau in the police department.
Wow. And tell us, how is what would you normally have if we didn't lose so many police officers to retirement and the budget?
So right now we should have about 35,500 with about 3,400 right now. It's about 1,500 down. But we have 1,200 kids in the academy right now. I call them kids, still apologize. And we have an additional, Mayor gave us an additional green light for another 1,200. So that's a raw number. And I'm happy to say right now it's about 3,000 cops that could retire and not one is put in for retirement yet. So right now it's going to be a net number, which will get those numbers back up where we should be.
Sounds good. Now, give us an update. The Albany has passed a new law, supposedly going to deal better with the way with the bail law. And I don't think the average consumer or the average citizen of New York understands it yet. Do you have an understanding? Did you get a briefing on that yet?
A slight briefing. I got to dive more into it. But really the protections are for the workers who get assaulted during retail theft. And then there's some stiffer penalties for retail theft in the DA's office through bail reform. So hopefully that will curtail the influx of retail theft we had in the last couple of years. We're up slightly this year. We were down slightly last year. But probably the number one complaint in terms of crime is retail theft. Nobody wants to go into a store and have to ask the store clerk to get a key to take his toothpaste out. We shouldn't be in that place.
It's sad. Very, very sad. You know, we have a lot of employees working till midnight at Cristini's and D'Agostino. And we're there to help protect them, too.
Absolutely. They're the core of New York City. Right, they are the people, at the end of the day, the workers, the midnight workers, D'Agostino's that get our sandwiches. Those are true New Yorkers that make this city go.
And the chief of transit is a different chief. And you were telling us some statistics on transit, that things are going in the right direction on transit?
Right, so Chief Mike Kemper and his team down there, in January, crime was up about 46%. It was alarming for everyone. But his team and our police commissioner dedicated more resources, cops. And I'm glad to say right now, crime is down 5%. So that's a 51-point turnaround. And the other piece to this is more cops make people feel safe. So there's a numbers to it. And when it's always good for the numbers to be down. But people, we're trying to make people feel safe, see us, and also deal with the homeless and mentally ill. So always looking to try to do things better. But Chief Kemper, our police commissioner, our mayor, even our governor helped out, and we're going in the right direction. We're happy about that.
The front page news the last few days has been the college campuses. I mean, it seems like it's out of control. It seems like, and I've said to people, I was interviewed myself by somebody, and I said, you have three types of people. You have people that are actually students up there. You have people that are agitators. You have people that, I don't know what else, but how do you see things? When you arrest some of them, are you able to tell if they're students or they're just agitators?
Well, let's go back to last Thursday when I was on the campus of Columbia with our cops having to remove 108, appeared to be students, whether it be from Columbia or the other school,
NYU or City College? City College,
NYU. We took the students off. And, you know, protesting is one thing. That's your First Amendment. Hateful speech is just a totally other disgusting thing to do. And it was quite disturbing to remove the students from the campus. But the students that came out of school, out of class, and the vile language that came out of their mouth, anti-Israel, anti-police, as a father, for kids who just left college, was quite alarming to me. But the kids are back on the campus. And the problem we're having is it's private property. That's what people understand. We can't just go up there and enforce college rules. We can enforce crimes on the campus, but we can't just go up there and throw people off the campus without the school's written permission for trespassing to do so. So NYU did it quite well. That president called. She wanted them removed. And once she removed them, she had a post plan to put up boards. We haven't heard from NYU ever again. We're still dealing with Columbia and now City College. But it's really disturbing to hear the hateful speech. And I couldn't imagine what it feels like to be a Jewish person, have to hear this, and my friends, my family. It's so sad. And I wish we could do more in terms of locking these people up. I really do.
What I've said the other day on television, if they're non-citizens and they hate America, and there's some of them that are hating America, and they're non-citizens, why did they stick around? I said the federal government or the ICE should deport them. I mean, because if they hate America. When I became a citizen, Chief, I was 6 years old, and I had to swear allegiance to the flag of the United States, to the United States. And none of these people are coming into our country.
Well, look, it's
you're right. It's a free-for-all right now.
If I hated a place so much, then leave. And if you hate our country, regardless of who you are, then here's the door. Have a nice day.
Chief, thank you for coming on. And we look for you to give us a weekly update, whether it's the weekend show or the 5 o'clock show. Thank you so much. And keep it up there. Keep your people feeling good. And New York is going to make a comeback.
John, thank you so much. My pleasure to be here, and thank you for the platform. It's people like you, stations like this, allow us to get our story out and keep New Yorkers informed of what's going on.
Thank you so much.
Handling legal matters is stressful. So, let the law offices of Frank Bruno Jr. provide you with the insightful counsel you deserve. The law offices of Frank Bruno Jr. has successfully handled thousands of cases for 25 plus years. They focus on elder law and estate planning, but are equipped to navigate you through all stages of family law and divorce to real estate law and probate. The law offices of Frank Bruno. Call 718-418-5000 or visit them at frankbrunolaw.com. That's frankbrunolaw.com. Frank Bruno. He's your numero uno.